I was saying to somebody that I was going to be talking to you, and they said, oh, you're not talking to Roy Chubby Brown, are you? I walked out of one of his shows in disgust. You sound a very nice guy.
The thing, the top and bottom of it is, we have a party. We shut the door and we have a party like most people, and we enjoy ourselves. The posters tell you not to come in if you don't want to lay your hair down. We're not offending anybody but ourselves. Yeah, the comedy these days is cruel and it's hurtful and it's sarcastic and it's underhanded, and people know that. You know, that's the only thing that gets laughs these days. What people forget, I was a clean comic for years. I did Opportunity Knocks and Wheel Tappers and Shunters and New Faces, and I was getting £35 a night. As soon as I started being a blue comedian, I went to £150 a night. Well, when you've got a wife and kids, what do?
Yeah. And I was thinking that sort of description I mentioned a few moments ago, I suppose, could also sum up somebody like Bernard Manning. And was he an influence as far as you're concerned?
Well, I worked with Bernard quite a lot, and he was a nice fella. I mean, the thing about Bernard, they said, oh, he was a racist because he cracked gags about the Irish and that. But in them days, you said what you wanted on stage. Political correctness has ruined our business, because you can't say anything now, you know. Some people think I'm a mouthpiece for bigotry, and they take life too serious. It's comedy, for God's sake. It's a mammoth job you undertake when you become a comedian. You know, the expectations are different. What it is with me is, we don't have any toilet talk in the house. This is home. When I go outside, I take the building site and I put it on a stage. And yes, some people don't like it and some people love it, you know. You're knocking down barriers, and I was one of the first, but my mantle's been taken now by Frankie Boyle, hasn't it? You know, Frankie Boyle's much more controversial than I'll ever be.
Well, you still seem very popular. Lincolnshire lad as well now, aren't you?
Yes, I've been there 16 years now. I met my wife at Skegness. I met her, she was in the audience, she came back, we signed an autograph.
Really?
She came the next week, and I said, this is the third time you've been to the show. That's when I used to do the summer seasons.
Yeah.
She said, would you like a cup of tea? So we went across the road and she got me. I call it a scone. She calls it a scone.
Depends on which side of the street you live, I suppose.
We've had many arguments over that.
And it's like a coming home then, Roy. Because, I mean, you're at Skegness this Saturday, aren't you, at the embassy?
Well, I'm in London the night before, and then I come to Skegness on the Saturday. And I'm looking. Well, I'll tell you what, it would hurt me if I didn't do well at Skegness, because I've been going there that many years. I know that many people. And they come to enjoy themselves. And I love it. I look forward to it.
How important is the audience and that front row that are always there? No matter where you are, there's always that front row. You must see regulars there wherever you go doing the show.
I tend not to have eye contact with somebody like that. I look at the audience as one, you know, the broader picture. And I know exactly, as I'm looking at them, if I'm on a loser or a winner. But after all these years, I'm nearly always on a winner, because they've bought a ticket because my name's on it. And, you know, I understand the public. People in general, you know, don't really like each other. You're bumping into other people in the shop and they don't say, excuse you, I'm sorry. In your head, you've got a mouthful of abuse. You keep it to yourself. But that's what happens. I talk to them. And the things I talk about, they can relate to. They say, God, I remember that one happened to us. Hey, he's right there, you know. You pick on subjects. You watch people and watch the way they act. And you see and you explain it. And then they're sitting there thinking, do you know he's right? He's right. And that's what they laugh at.